Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
What's up, Dog Pound? Nathan Segura, Matt Wilhelm with you here on Tuesday, just 2 days removed from the Browns' dominant 31-10 victory over the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's the players' day off, and a lot of them are in the building, though, showing that buy-in, showing that commitment to getting prepared for the Jacksonville Jaguars and not let a trap game come out and get them. And I'll tell you what, looking through the lines in Las Vegas, the Browns 5.5-point favorites on the road, the biggest road favorites in the National Football League headed into this game here this Sunday in Jacksonville. And Matt, obviously a lot of national attention. It seems like the swell of the wave really picking up nationally for the respect about this Cleveland Browns team.
It has probably been a long time since they were a 5.5-point favorite, either home or away.
Yeah.
But the times are a-changing, folks, and that's what we're so excited about to be here with you today. And I'm so passionate and excited about this football team. I'm like, can we just, as much as I love doing this show every day, can we just fast forward till Friday,
yes.
You know, wrap up our show and me get to watch a little Buckeye football on Saturday and then them Brownies coming up on Sunday. So I'm excited. And again, it's a change in the guard. It's happening right in front of our eyes.
It certainly seems that way and it feels that way, but it's only this feeling's going to last as long as they continue to handle their business, look ahead. And one of the things I've been very happy to see is a lot of the players on Twitter, Dante Whitner, Brian Hoyer, certainly two of the big leaders doing this, basically saying, yep, you know, Pittsburgh was great, but it's all about Jacksonville now. We're on to Jacksonville, to quote Bill Belichick, we're on to Jacksonville. But you know what's interesting to me is, based on my feeling, this is something I didn't get to get into yesterday, and I want to get your take on this. After the Tennessee game, and because it was the biggest comeback on the road in NFL history, and it was a game that was seemingly gone, it was frenetic, the pace of it in the second half, and the Browns come back and get that improbable win after the way that they started that game, it was euphoric, and you saw the videos of guys dancing, and you saw the huge celebration in the locker room. This week in the locker room, there was a celebration, but it was kind of like, okay, we did what we were supposed to do. We went out, we handled our business. That's how it's supposed to go when we play like Browns and get the job done. And it was almost kind of like, yeah, okay, on to the next one. We just handled our business.
Right.
How important is that?
That's huge, and that is a maturity sign in my eyes. It's not only that's what we're supposed to do, it's that what we thought we would do going into that football game. They knew they were superior. They knew they were prepared. And I think after that second half against the Pittsburgh Steelers, we noted a lot of things, and we saw that happen. And one other maturity factor that I really think is so many people would think that after the Tennessee Titans victory and the way we won and the celebration that there would be that letdown. And I know I've talked since I started on the show about opening and closing football games, and they came out offensively, I think the Steelers had a good game plan, didn't get much, but I think we played that complementary football where the defense went out and did what it had to do, you know, getting a stop and then only giving up three. Steelers again driving, and because of a, you know, a botched snap and a kicker that almost broke his foot kicking the ground, we survive and run off 31 unanswered points.
31 unanswered.
It's great. It never gets old, and it never will. But I think that that's what's great about this football team is the maturity that's happening. And I think the biggest thing in my eyes, especially over the course of the next 3 weeks, which teams that we should beat, or at least on paper will beat, is how we continue to enjoy and withhold that success. How can we manage that? Because your head just naturally will grow over the course of time and success. Because if we think we're getting national attention now, what kind of national attention do you think we're going to get at 6-2?
You certainly would get a lot, and to get there, they need to get the first one, 4-2 in Jacksonville. But I think it is important. I think there's a maturity about this team. It's the expectation, and it goes back to the comment that really struck me from Tashaun Gibson prior to this Steelers game when he said, listen, last year we thought we could compete. We felt like we could play with anybody. And this year we know we can beat anybody. And I think, you know, they went in there, as you said, with a game plan. They were very confident about it. Then they went out and executed it. I'd like to see them start a little bit quicker on offense. If I was going to say one thing coming out of that game that I'd still like to see the Browns do. But at the same token, that zone scheme they run is predicated on wearing the defense down, getting them tired, running side to side. And then you see kind of that explosion as the game progresses, which we did see there. But it was a team that felt very confident that they could win. And they really feel like they have arrived, but they also know that's something they need to go out and prove every time they take the football field. So our big Ohio business machines question of the day here is, Are the Browns for real? In your mind, are you all in? Are you like me, AI, are you all in on this Browns team? Do you believe that they are for real? And if so, why is this different for you this year? Why are you bought into this team? And if not, what do they have to do to prove to you? Why are you not yet bought in? That's really what we want to hear from you today on Twitter, at Browns_daily, at MattWilhelm57, at Nathan Zagura, and certainly on the phone lines, 216-578-0850. So we're going to get into that over the course of this show. We're going to recap kind of the week that was in the National Football League over the course of this show as well. We're going to have Jerod Cherry stop by for three questions with the three-time Super Bowl champion, Jerod Cherry. That'll be at 2:15 after further review at 2:30, and we're expected to be joined by a member of the Cleveland Browns around 1:45. So a lot to get to here today, but I think today's a day about a cultural change. I think that that's what we're looking at here, and this was a game we said it could be a franchise-changing game in terms of your mindset, your execution. They took care of business, and now it's about going out on the road and winning games you're supposed to win. They ultimately ended up as favorites against Tennessee. They won that one. The Browns have an opportunity, really, to be favored five straight games, because which is, when you think about that for a Cleveland Browns team, that's pretty surprising. But they were favored, obviously, ultimately against Tennessee, favored against the Steelers, favored big this week, 5.5 against the Jags. They'll be favored at home against both the Raiders and the Buccaneers. So this is uncharted territory for this team. And now it kind of transitions to, Matt, how do you handle some of this initial success and make sure you sustain it?
Well, I think the couple points here that I just even jotted down while you were talking is, I think there were leaders that we anointed as leaders when the season opened. You know, you talked about Dansby, you talked about Whitner on offense. We lost one of those leaders in Alex Mack and Joe Thomas, and I think Brian Hoyer's play and also too being the quarterback of this football team, you assume that he is a leader, but it's the rise of those leaders. You know, they are solidifying themselves as leaders and backing up their words with their play. You know, and I think that's where a lot of the humbling of this locker room, you know, and how easily they can also too, as much as they've risen, they can too go backwards if they don't continue to work. And I think that also too falls on the head coach, Mike Pettine, to hold these guys accountable. And I think he's done nothing to sway us from that, you know, for these guys to keep their nose to the grindstone. And what I love about this football team is this is one of those football teams to me, and it embodies this city, is they put their head down and they go to work. You know, and yep, they work and they work and they work and they work. And what's come to is we're competitive in every game. We've lost two close games. We've won two close games and a blowout. And when you continue to keep your head down and work, and when you look up, you are so much further along in your development, and your record will show finally, you know, the diligence of that hard work. And that's what I love about this football team. And I thought Jim Donovan made a great point yesterday on the show when he said that in years past, and this is a decade worth of past, that it just seemed like the Browns were always going to make, or that one misstep and screw it up to miss out on a victory.
Yep.
Or it was that other team making that big play. And Coach Pettine talks about it. It's, we made one more play, or they made one more play. Well, the Browns are making those plays now, and that's why we're seeing, you know, those three victories in the win column.
That's why we're seeing it. And as I said yesterday, this is a team that historically had been finding ways to lose games, and now they're finding ways to win games. And I think that is a very fine line in the NFL, as you well know, but a lot of that has to do with your mindset. Take me back to your time in San Diego, Matt, when you were on a winning football team, team that won double-digit games 3 years in a row, and how that mindset, you think, ultimately helped you guys achieve the success that you had.
It was a huge confidence boost. It really was. The fact that you went in very prepared by your coaches, but you also, too, you felt that the players that you had on your football team were superior over theirs. And even when you'd meet your match, you, as I talked about yesterday, you just knew, you had confidence. You'd been through the fire before with the guys on your left and right, and you knew, even if it was a close game going into the fourth quarter, you had what it was take to close out those ball games. And that's something that this football team is learning right now and hadn't learned in the past, because, Nathan, you know this as well, following football, it's, you know, the average margin of victory in the National Football League on a year-on-year basis is somewhere between 3 and 5 points. It's not a touchdown or more.
Right, it's one possession.
It's one possession. That whoever has the ball last. And I think that's the type of mentality this football team has assumed, and that is the situation I think time and time again they have stepped up to and met their maker at the end of the day. Hey, let's make that one play. We have those guys hungry to have their number called when the game is on the line.
And it's a great thing because it's coming together with great coaching, great preparation, the leadership in the locker room from guys who have been there and can actually say, listen, because it's one thing, fair or not, Joe Haden is an elite player. Joe Thomas is an elite player. Unfortunately, throughout their careers, they've never been able to say, I've been here and presided over a winning football team. They can say, listen, I know how I play great, but they haven't been able to say, this is what we have to do to win in the National Football League, where other players say, okay, yeah, you have done it. Dante Whitner comes in here. He had been to three straight NFC Championship games and been to a Super Bowl. Didn't win it, but been to a Super Bowl. You've seen Carlos Dansby. He's been on a team that's gone to a Super Bowl. Paul Kruger was a Super Bowl winner. So now you kind of have a group of veteran guys who have been on winning teams. Ben Tate was on many Texans teams that went to the playoffs. Andrew Hawkins was on Cincinnati Bengals teams that went to the playoffs. So you have and Miles Austin was on successful teams that went to the playoffs in Dallas. So you have a group of guys who say, listen, not only can we play and perform at a level that's going to help us win, we can show you and teach you about the finer things that must happen in order to win. And it's credible, it's believable, and people are clearly buying into what they're getting from the leadership and the coaching staff and from the leadership in the locker room. That's one of the key reasons why I think things are different here and why I do believe fully in this Browns team, and I will get into that as this show grows on. But that's the topic of the day. Here we are, coming off of a 31-10 dismantling of the Pittsburgh Steelers, the biggest win over the Steelers since 2003. And is this a change in your mind? Are these Browns for real? Are you bought in? Why? And if not, what do they have to continue to show you that they must do to prove to you, to get to you on board and involved with this Browns football team? That's what we're asking. That's our Ohio Business Machine Hot Topic of the Day. Also want your MVP on offense and your MVP on defense from Sunday's big win over the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's what we want to know here today on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And when we come back, since the phone lines are already blowing up, we're going to take our first break here now, and we're going to get to you. We got full phone lines. Get involved here with the Browns, because it's an exciting time, I think, to be a Browns fan. A culture change is happening. Matt's fired up. He's believing.
Yeah!
Let's go, ladies and gentlemen. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.